Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get the little ones, sit back, relax, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Top of the morning to you, gents.
Oh, good morning.
Greetings. A fine day, isn't it?
Aye, it is.
Gee, mister, that's a big feather. You look like a pirate.
It is a big feather, isn't it?
Well, I happen to like big feathers.
You must be the captain.
That's right. He is the captain.
Come along, dears. Don't dally.
Oh, see ya.
See? Even he knew you were the captain.
Fair point.
Good day, sirs.
This place is much nicer than I remember.
And cleaner. I'm not sure I like it.
Aye, it sounds different as well. No drunken brawls, no yelling, no gunfire. Lillian wasn't joking. This is not the El Pozo I knew.
How do you do? Enjoying the morning air?
Good morning. Actually, we're looking for the apothecary.
Oh, you're nearly there. It's the next building.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Not sure I like this at all.
Here we are. This must be it. There's a step up here, sir. Be careful. Thank you, Bosun.
Well, this establishment is somewhat unnerving.
Indeed. Very much so. It's making me a bit nervous.
I like it.
Bosun, where are we? It smells funny in here. Aye, that it does, sir. Stay close. There are several creatures and vials and bottles of...
Well, hello, gentlemen. What can I do for you?
Sweet scuffers! Where did you come from?
Just over there, behind that shelf. I was organizing some herbs.
My goodness, lad. You nearly scared me out of my boot. Is everyone all right? Hosen? Aye, sir. I will be. Just need to find my backbone. I'm fairly certain it's around here somewhere.
Who are you? Is this your shop? Didn't Edwin say this was old Mrs. Silver's apothecary?
I'm Eric. Mrs. Silver is my ma.
Don't let her hear you call her old, though. She'll kick you right out the door.
Thanks for the warning. So, you run the store?
Nah, I just help my ma keep the place in order since my pa passed away. Don't touch that.
Oh, apologies, sir. Is your mother in? We're looking for a few specific items.
Of course. Ma, there's some men here looking for, specific items.
I have a list.
They have a list!
A list? Glory be!
It's been a long while since anyone's wanted more than a pinch of garlic. Welcome to my apothecary, good sirs. Now, what can I help you roguish gentlemen find?
Just some medicinal herbs and the like. Here you are.
Oh my. This is a recipe I have not seen before. What's all this for?
Well, it's for...
curing mistakes. Hopefully.
Ooh. How mysterious. Well, this is your lucky day, gents. I just so happen to have everything on this list.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Except one.
Of course.
I have been out of foxglove for some time. It's not a common item brought in on visiting ships. However, Mr. and Mrs. Underwood just so happened to have it growing in their feed shop.
In their shop?
Yes. It's a lovely flower. I've asked to purchase just a clipping from them several times. But if you were to inquire about it, they would likely oblige. If you get your hands on it and bring it back here, I'll gladly prepare it for you.
Perfect. Thank you, Mrs. Silver.
Oh, please. It's Scarlet.
Scarlet Silver?
That's a rather colorful name.
Scarlet given to me at birth, Silver taken in marriage. But I always liked the sound of it.
It's lovely.
Oh, you charmer. Oh, dear. I just realized I don't know your names.
This should be entertaining. My name is Whitlock. This dapper fellow here is Bosun.
Pleasure, ma'am.
And the one with the enormous feather is Captain.
Captain what?
Just Captain.
You all are funny.
See? Very entertaining indeed. Where is this shop of theirs?
It's just a few minutes' walk from here, dearie. At the end of the street, just before you get to the woods. Big red building with a white door. I'll gather and prepare the rest of these ingredients and have them ready for you when you come back.
Well then, we best be underway. We appreciate your help, madam.
Oh, I'm happy to have something to do. Eric! Come, lad! There's work to be done.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was interesting. I think she's rather fond of you, Whitlock.
It happens often. It's my lavish blue eyes.
I see. I don't.
You will soon enough, Captain.
I truly hope that's the case. You know, back in the shop, you mentioned this was for curing mistakes. I must admit, I didn't expect to hear that from you.
Well, I've had a lot of time to think about it. I know I was a fool. On more than one occasion, actually.
Oh? How do you mean?
Blinding you, for one. Attempting to steal the ship, again, in the middle of a storm.
Trying to steal our ship in the first place?
Nah, I was pretty proud of that plan. Until I was defeated by that blasted feather. Then I was just mad.
Hey.
The point being, I know I was wrong to throw that powder. I only keep it to defend myself as a last resort. But that wasn't the case here.
Your sister said it wasn't your intention to blind me. I appreciate hearing it from you.
Right. Oh, look. A pastry vendor. I'm starving.
I guess it's time to eat.
Well, come to think of it, I could use a bite of something myself.
Here you go. Oh, this smells delicious. Thank you.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. Are we hungry this morning?
You have no idea. Do you have any sweet rolls?
Are you handsome? How many would you like?
I think just two will suffice. Would you lads like anything?
I'd like a sweet roll as well. Just one for me. I'll have the same.
Sweet rolls all around. Here we are. One for you.
Thank you. I'll take the captain's as well.
Here you go.
Thank you.
And lastly, two for you, sweetie. Would you like anything else?
That'll do for now. Thank you, dear.
All right, that'll be 2 pence for all of it.
I seem to have left my coins at home.
You know what? Don't worry about it. It's on me.
It's the eyes, isn't it? I believe so, sir. Here you go. Bosun, will you give this to her? Aye.
Have a pleasant day. Come back anytime.
Walk faster, lads.
It's not our fault you have ravishing blue eyes.
Well, I don't take credit for them either.
Slow down. I can't go that fast. I can't see, remember?
Apologies, sir. We should be at a safe distance now.
Anytime!
Or not.
That's all right. I think we're here. Big red building with a white door.
Hello. Welcome, gentlemen. How can we help you?
Oh, hello there. I don't recognize you three. Are you new in town?
There's no need to pry, woman. Leave them be.
There's no harm in asking. I was just curious.
Don't mind her. She's always nosing into people's business. What brings you into our shop this fine morning?
You're the Underwoods, correct?
Aye, that we are.
This may seem like an odd request, but we were told you're in possession of some foxglove.
Foxglove? Did that old silver woman send you? She's been after that flower for months.
Well, yes, she did send us. But it's only because we need it. It's not for her.
I don't know. I love that flower.
We would only need a small piece of it, and it's important.
What's it for?
Now who's being nosy?
Bah!
It's for me. I'm blind, and Whitlock here is trying to make an antidote to cure it.
I suppose that would be a worthwhile cause.
I suppose it would.
I'd be willing to pay generously for it. Please.
I guess it wouldn't harm the flower to take a small piece of it. It could probably use a good trimming anyway. You can take some.
I'll fetch the plant.
It is a pretty flower.
Yes, that's why I keep it. Ah, now let me see here. Ah, there we are. Will that be enough for you?
That should be plenty. Thank you.
Here, Bosun. Pay her whatever she wants. Aye, sir.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Please, take it.
I really don't mind paying.
We know.
Thank you, Mrs. Underwood. It's most kind of you.
You're welcome.
We hope this works for you.
I have no doubt it will.
Thank you for listening to Pirateers by Eternal Future Productions. This episode was written and directed by Alicia Hansen and Jonathan Cook. Sound design by Jonathan Cook and Alicia Hansen. Sound and music by Drew A. Forbes. Our cast includes Jonathan Cook as Captain and Bosun, Duffy Weber as Whitlock, Eric Hansen as Eric, Candace Kirkpatrick as Scarlet Silver, Jessica Lynn Silva as the pastry vendor, Katie Lee as Mrs. Underwood, and Phil Lawler as Mr. Underwood. The townspeople were Josh Anderson Gray, Bethany Baldwin, Erica Capolupo, Eric Sebastian Capolupo, Louis Aiden Capolupo, Jorge Diaz, Cassandra Alzaneski, and Justina Page. Are you enjoying Pirateers? Well, you can help us keep the show going by donating or purchasing full season versions of the show on CDs or download, as well as soundtracks of the musical score. Visit us at eternalfutureproductions.com for more information.